Getting the smile and confidence you've been dreaming about, all from the comfort of your home, isn't a total mystery with Bite Clear Aligners. Just don't be surprised if all your friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Bite Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
You know, I thought tonight our defense was really good from the beginning. I thought we covered their shooters. I thought we did a good job of making them take tough shots inside. And then when we just couldn't make anything. And, you know, Buddy hit a couple, and then the second half, Elijah, I think he made three, hit three in a row, and the second half broke it open. I thought the week off helped us. I thought we were able to do some things practice-wise that helped us.
Explain how Mark kind of turned the game. You look at his stats, and they don't
say. No, but he makes plays. He gets involved. He's defensively was good. He gets his hands on balls. He makes passes that sometimes lead to other passes for buckets. You know, he was very good.
What do you think's going on with Frank?
You know, I just want Tyus to play have the ball a little bit more. He's settling. You know, he played 11 minutes. He got one shot. I mean, he just is not going by anybody. You got to go by somebody and make something happen. That's what your point guard has to do. And, you know, we got to get him going. He's been shooting the ball well in practice, but we got to get him in the lane and make something happen there.
What do you expect out of the environment Saturday night?
It'll be noisy.
Welcome to the Q's Militia Podcast with those two unapologetically biased orange-blooded homers, Sean and Joe.
What's up, Q's Nation? Thanks for tuning in to the Q's Militia Podcast with Sean and Joe. If you like it, please subscribe. The universal handle for the socials is at Q's Militia. Go there. Join the militia. We are the only Syracuse sports podcast centered around giving you, the fans, a voice. The Syracuse defense holds the Cardinals offense under 50 points for the first time this season in a beautiful 69-49 win at the Dome. You'll hear from us. We'll hear from you in the fan feedback top 10. Then Duke will be coming to the Dome on Saturday, February 23rd at 6 o'clock. We'll give you our thoughts on that. But first, as always, it's time to remind you how you can get 5% off your total ticket purchase at Tix Blitz. Tix Blitz, the official ticket provider of the Armchair Media Network. Unlike other ticketing providers that sneak in all those extra fees and unexplained service charges, at Tix Blitz, the price you see is the price you pay. Unnecessary fees shouldn't prevent you from seeing the sporting event or concert of your choosing. So go to TixBlitz.com and enter the promo code Armchair at checkout and get that 5% off your total ticket purchase. That's TIXBLITZ.com. Promo code Armchair. Tix Blitz. Guaranteed seats. Guaranteed emotions. All right. Well, for starters, I want to apologize about the last episode when Joe's lovely brother, I guess he got spun out in Mario Kart or something. And and
he was more like that in Fortnite, but
okay. Well, he dropped an F bomb, and I heard him yell it. I heard him yell. I heard it pick it up, but I didn't know what he was yelling. Joe was talking at the time, and I was just trying to listen and probably not listen to Joe, but I did hear it, and I didn't think anything of it. We never went back. I never checked it out, and sure enough, it was an F bomb. So I apologize. I apologize about that. But on a more serious note, as I believe probably everybody already knows by now, tragedy struck last night when Coach was on his way home from dinner after the game. He was headed on 690 East near Thompson Road exit. He was trying to avoid a disabled vehicle and struck a 51-year-old man. His name was Jorge Jimenez, I believe, and he was standing in the road as Coach tried to avoid the vehicle. The man was transported to Upstate University Hospital, where he was pronounced dead. He was the passenger in the vehicle that had hit a guardrail and exited the vehicle. Boeheim called 911 and was cooperative when police arrived. Both drivers at the scene remained on the scene and cooperated with the investigation. According to Syracuse.com, there was a field sobriety and alco sensor test for both the drivers. They were both negative. And, you know, there's no impairment involved and no tickets were issued. College game day, as many of you probably already know, has canceled Saturday's appearance at the Carrier Dome in light of the tragedy. Instead, they are going to be broadcasting from their Bristol, Connecticut headquarters, I guess. So just a bad situation there. Yeah. Just tragic. I don't know what else to say. I don't really have any other words for it. And no, I mean, that affects a lot of people. You know, it affects that man's family, and that affects the Boeheim family greatly. And
I mean, obviously the community loves him. I mean, he's been around for so long, so it affects a lot of people in the community. Obviously you don't want to see this to happen to anybody, but you know, obviously when it's a figure like that, then, you know, sometimes it tends to, you know.
Yeah, well, we had to mention it, and I'm not trying to bring everybody down. We're going to focus on the game, and, you know, if there's any new news with that, and I guess we'll talk about it. We'll talk about it briefly in the Duke preview that we're going to do here in, after we do this game, and some fan feedback. So on a good note, though, it was a, you know, it's hard to
much
transition.
Needed win.
It was hard to transition from that, but a much needed win on the basketball front. That's why we're here. That's why we do the show. And it was a much needed win, especially after the NC State loss. And the Orange just handled Louisville by 20. At the end of the day, it was 69-49 in front of a hearty home crowd. They moved up to 40th in the net rankings, and their quad one record sits at 3-4. It was Hughes with under 14 minutes remaining, hitting from behind the arc to finish off a 9-0 run, and that would be it for the Cardinals. They'd never recover from that, and the Syracuse defense would hold strong to finish, holding Louisville to 25.9% shooting from the field. Hughes started off a little slow, but ended up leading the Orange in scoring with 18 points and 6 rebounds. Brissett did another great job on the inside. He followed up Hughes with 16 points and 8 rebounds. Part of that, 2-for-4 from distance. Kudos to him on that. Touche.
Yeah,
I'm very critical of that. And he did hit 50% in the last game. And in fact, in the last 5 games, he's averaging 12.8 points and 9.8 rebounds. And I feel like Brissett is back. I feel like he's back in his game. I really do. Talk about someone else who's in their game. Ol' Beebe, making a difference on both sides of the ball. I thought he was great last night in playing against a pretty decent defense. He shot 50% from the field, and he was 44.44% from three. Is that a coincidence? Mm-hmm. I don't know. I don't think so. Tyus, with the hustle, not a ton of points with 11, but 4 rebounds and 7 assists. I mean, that's good. That definitely helped out a lot, made a difference, and that's all we need when sometimes – if our guys can't get in to score a ton, they're grabbing some rebounds and, you know, they got some assists. That's good. Our guy Dolezal, again, with the 50-50 balls, grinding it out all over the court. The things that did make this stat sheet, though, 6 points, 9 rebounds. That's really good, 9 rebounds. Also, 4-for-5 from the line. Syracuse as a team was stellar from the line, 14-16, 87.5%. The Orange got hot late.
Been?
I know. Where has that been? And, I mean, it wasn't like...
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and 3-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. If you need to hire, you need Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster.
And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/match. Just go to Indeed.com/match right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/match. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
We only didn't take a few. It was 16. That's a decent amount of free throws, you know. Mm-hmm. So the Orange got hot late, but they did only shoot 38.6% from the field. They were 36.7% from distance. They started slow there, too. They hit 11 three-pointers. The Orange are 6-0 when hitting at least 10 three-pointers this year. Syracuse wins the Battle of the Boards for the first time in a long time, 39-36. The defense, I thought, moved great last night, and I believe that that's where most of this game was won. And I mentioned the field goal percentage, but the Cardinals couldn't hit diddly. They went 6-for-28 from three. Now, part of that was the defense, and part of that, they just were not shooting good. So,
no,
I mean, you can contribute both. I mean, usually it's a combination, but still, it doesn't matter.
Well, we talked about that. We talked about the shooting percentages, you know? So
exactly. Syracuse forced 13 turnovers, and they cashed in on 16. They cashed in 16 points off of those. So, Joe, we needed the win. We got the win. It wasn't one I was I wouldn't have picked that over NC State, but that happened again against when we played Georgia Tech and then played Duke.
Right.
So they were ranked 18th. I can't imagine they'll stay there much longer. They have been kind of slipping a little bit, Louisville. We talked about that in the preview.
Right.
But you know, how much of that was Mac not knowing the zone, the Louisville coach?
I thought, I don't want to say he didn't know it, but again, it was one of his first times going against something like that, and you could just tell that they really couldn't figure it out. I don't know if it was that they just didn't have the shooters or if we just closed that well on them. I mean, we held Nuara, like, pretty good. He did hit that early three, and I was like, here we go. But we ended up holding them all pretty good, and like you said, we rebounded well. And again, they talk about, like, That five that we play with Buddy Boeheim in Battle at the point guard, and then Dolje in the middle with Brissett and Hughes.
Ton of fan feedback on that. We'll get into that.
Yeah, it's a pretty good a five. Frank Howard, he's going to get his chances, and Shuku's going to get his chance too. But if they don't come out firing, then we know who's coming in, and it just offers a little different look and a lot more versatility. Or, you know, there's a lot more
versatility
and options on offense.
Pascal, I thought, started strong. He just got in foul trouble early.
Well, yeah, he didn't necessarily play bad, but I thought Dolje was, I mean, the other guys were playing just too good.
Exceptional. Yeah.
Yeah. So, I mean, the defense was great. They couldn't figure it out. And again, I think a lot of it was on the defense, but again, too, I mean, we did score pretty well too. I mean, the free throws, that's the difference between what you score, and just like we just talked about, like last game with the three pointers and the free throws, you know, I mean, you shoot 14 to 16 and then, you know, just hitting 36% of our three pointers, right? Like we still, I mean, that amounts to so many points that you just, I mean, it's a close game if they don't hit those. So again, we talked about the percentages and basically who was going to shoot better was probably going to win. And Louisville just never figured out the zone and never really got comfortable really anywhere against our zone.
Yeah, and we talked, usually if we're up around 40% with field goal percentage and three-point percentage, that game's going to be close. And then you add in, like you said, you add in the free throws, and it's a difference maker. You don't have to have Tyus Battle score 30 points. He can score 11 and get 7 assists, and that's a good night. That means other people are having good nights as well when he's dishing it out. So, right.
And that's something that Frank Howard lacked too, as far as, you know, he wasn't getting consistent assists out there. I mean, when everyone's, you know, when other people are shooting and making baskets, and like you said, it's not all reliant on Tyus to score. He shows what he can do by dishing the ball because he still knows that he brings so much attention. And he takes advantage of that sometimes when these guys are shooting. And last night we didn't have to rely on him to take so many shots or to score so many points. And you saw what he can do. Just makes it easier for everybody else once they get going.
Yeah, Buddy came out. He was a little slow at first, and then once he hit his rhythm, he was pretty decent. I mean, he didn't score a ton, but he scored 14, so not bad. 4 for 9 from 3-point. I didn't think he scored that much. I'm just now looking at it. So I guess I said it earlier, didn't I?
Again, if he's going to shoot like that and score those points off the bench, again, that's something that Frank Howard's not providing.
Yeah, yeah.
Boeheim talked a little bit in his press conference about possibly having Frank play off the ball, which I'm sure he will, maybe to give people breathers and stuff. But I think the team likes and knows that our best option right now with this team is to tie us at point guard.
Yeah, Buddy with also 4 rebounds, block, and steal. So that's pretty good. And then, you know, you had Dolezal and Morgan. I guess, I don't know. What do you think? You just go to fan feedback? Because that's where we get our conversation from anyway. So let's do it. All right, cool.
It's time to hear from you. The loud mouths from the Loud House. The best damn college sports fans in the nation.
All right, y'all know where to go. Hit us up at Cuse Militia on Facebook and Twitter. I always propose the question at the end of every game, asking you for your thoughts, comment, and I usually choose about 10, but there's a couple short ones, so I think I added a couple extra today. So we're going to get right into that. But first, if you are planning on betting online and you need a place to go, I recommend MyBookie. Now, I also recommend, if you've never done it, you do your research. But if you have done it, you know what you're getting into, go to MyBookie. They've been in business for years, and their reputation is rock solid. They do big cash bonuses. So right off the bat, you're making money for doing nothing, and they have the fastest payouts. They are within 2 days most of the time. I can only recommend a service that has been good to me. That's why I'm urging you to make your way to MyBookie. At MyBookie, you win, they pay. Join now. MyBookie will match your deposit dollar for dollar, up to $1,000 by using promo code Cuse25. Yeah, that's it, Cuse25. Use that code to activate the offer. Visit MyBookie.ag today. You play, you win, you get paid at MyBookie. All right. So, fan feedback. Let's start. Am I forgetting anything? I'm not, right? No. All right. Let's see. Let's start with that Tony Staffieri. How about that? Reminiscent of old Big East Rock fights. Chris Mack just got his 2-3 zone baptism. They did very little to attack the teeth of it. I mean, they didn't really do much to attack it at all.
No, right. They didn't really anywhere.
Right.
They kind of just passed it around.
I mean, they
got some good looks. They just weren't hitting them when they did.
And neither were we when we got them at first to start.
Right. Eh? Yeah. I mean, I guess we'll see. Again, I didn't see it coming. So obviously, when we get wins like that, a lot of times it is the defense that has a lot to do with it. So.
Yeah.
We did shoot, you know, better than previous games, especially in like the NC State game, for sure. But
I mean, NC State
defense,
was horrible.
The defense had a lot to do with last night.
Yeah, NC State 35% from the field, 20 from three. So it was awful. At Free Beers 77, yes, really needed this one. Quality quad one win against ranked team in February. High resume builder. So there's been a lot of talk about maybe if Syracuse just doesn't lose to Wake Forest being the only stipulation from here on out, that's Syracuse in the NCAA tournament, Joe. Is it too early to throw us in the ring for that with that one stipulation?
Yeah, I'm not even going to look that far down the line because a lot of it has to do with other teams throughout the country. I tend to think, as far as this year goes, from what I've seen, it kind of looks like a weak bubble this year. There's not a lot of conferences that are that deep that seem to have a lot of teams going. So I'm not too worried about it right now. There's too many games left. And I think we have a pretty good resume with a lot of the wins. And I think we have just too many games and too many opportunities to really even worry about that. We still got 2 games right here against top 10 opponents. So
yeah,
if we get one of these, then you can put it to rest most likely. But
sure.
I'd like to think that I'm not just going to rest my laurels on the rest of the season of just beating Wake Forest and then you know, crossing my fingers, that's for sure.
Right. And, you know, it's so funny. I mean, I think everybody that's a regular listener here knows what we kind of have the, you know, the motto, the creed, the credo.
Yeah.
Is one game at a time. One game at a time, and we'll figure it out at the end of the year. But you'll know, though. I mean, they get one of these, and they beat one of these next two, and they beat Wake Forest. I mean, it's a whole, it could change my whole attitude, but we're not there yet. But I did, I did hear the broadcaster be bold enough to say, with this win, Syracuse makes the tournament. So.
Well. You know, they want
to. Yeah, I know. They just.
They're in the moment, you know.
Yeah, that's true. At Jay Rayner 44, Buddy Boeheim, kind of feel bad for Frank, but we're better with Tyus playing point, and it's not close.
There you go. Jamie. Yep.
At DFin 01, great game. It was one that we needed in a bad way. Dole was great tonight, doing all kinds of Dole things. Starting to think Frank does not have a position on this team unless he subs for Tyus. Where is he going to play? So, as we talked earlier, I mean, he would most likely come in for Buddy, but Tyus may keep the ball. So, that's kind of where this whole thing's evolving to, right? Now, that's not to say he's not going to come in for Tyus, but he's coach is going to rotate Buddy and Frank. He's going to rotate Buddy and Frank, and he's going to whoever is performing is going to get the minutes that game. It's kind of how it looks, right?
Frank's just got, he's got to get through this because there's going to be some point this year where we're going to need him to step up. I'm telling you right now, there's going to be a time.
Yeah, how about Saturday? How about Saturday?
Nah, that could be one, but I'm just saying, I mean, it might even be later down the line.
Sure, Well, of course. I'm trying to get into the tournament before I worry about anything else later.
Yeah, no, I get it.
At Durham_Charlie in Joe's neck of the woods here. Didn't see this outcome, but I like it. Of course you do, Charlie. Starting to understand our incoming recruiting class a bit, given how these players are playing. Well, we don't know the incoming class with JG3, and I'm not going to get too much into that because I believe there's a comment about that, and we can touch on it. But that John Bolajac. You know, we don't, I mean, I've watched his tape and stuff like that when we were recruiting him, but we need a our Quincy Guerrier too, right? Well, he's a forward, right? So,
yeah, he's a forward.
So we've got to wait and see what's going to happen at center. I'm still a little worried about next year's center position, to be honest. What do you think?
Well, I think they're going to rely on either the incoming guy, John Bolajac, or Sadiq be there to get a little bit better, but I know that they don't want
Mark down there again.
I'll tell you what, I mean, if he can put some muscle on, he can put 20, 25 pounds on, then
he'd be, I mean, scrappy. I mean,
he's already scrappy, but if he can get in there and hold his own against guys, he's tall enough. He just needs the weight now at this point.
Someone lifted him up by the ball yesterday.
Well, you know, it happens. What happened?
He was straight lifted up by the ball. But, at Orange Bias says, lots of good thoughts. Well, thanks for that in-depth analysis at Orange Bias.
Nice.
Let's see. I think I screwed this one up. So I screenshot these. I may have screwed this up, but let's do it this way. There was a comment from Timothy and Zach, and it was about the lineup. Zach had commented on it, said, it was the lineup we were talking about with Dole and Buddy. And Zach says the lineup has great chemistry together, something that you can't always teach. And Timothy comes back and says, it did tonight. And the all-out grit from Mark mostly, but also Boeheim, made a big difference. If we could get Chukwu and Howard to play more consistently, we would be that much more dynamic. I think it goes without saying, but I always say it, we would be one of the most dangerous teams in March Madness, no matter our seed. And his point is, one that we've made, Timothy, about if everybody could click on this team, and you could rotate these players out and keep them fresh and, you know, give Tyus a break once in a while and still have reliable players on the floor, it would be something to feast our eyes upon, I think.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah. Well, again, it's old school Syracuse basketball. We remember the 2-3 zone and them getting rebounds, getting out, going fast. We were always going fast break and trying to get down and score some points before the defense could get set. And then we try to, you know, obviously go back and set up our 2-3 zone and make them work to score. And that was the name of the game. And over the years, because of depth issues and scoring issues, we've had to slow it down.
Right.
And, you know, until coach is confident in our depth and the fact that we could maybe push the pace and play a little bit faster, then I think he's going to still waver about, you know, kind of keeping the pace that he does.
Yeah, but you know? He's going to keep it. He's going to waver from the up-tempo play. But,
they take their chances. They take their shots. But they could play a little bit faster. They could, you know, press a little bit more in those situations as well.
They were smart last night, too. They were really smart, except for the one play. I don't know what Tyus was doing, but he was falling. He got fouled, but with the windmill dunk, the assist to what would have been an assist to Brissett.
I just think that he was looking at the defender and then looked up and saw him too late. Yeah.
Yeah, if he had got that pass off maybe a second earlier, he could have that pass.
They played good. Even when they went through lulls where they weren't scoring, like we said, their defense was just – and the crowd got in it pretty good a couple times. So.
Oh, yeah, they absolutely did. I think that might have been the most I seen that dome rock was when right before Elijah Hughes hit that three to freaking cause Mac to call a timeout.
Yeah.
And I mean, it was during the 9-0 run, the one I mentioned at the beginning of the show. I can't remember.
Right.
But it was when Hughes got hot and they were, you know, they were causing turnovers and getting rebounds. Yep. I mean, some of those one and duns for Louisville, we went down, we scored off of that. And that's something else we've been missing. Instead of going down, grabbing a one and done rebound and going down the court and throwing up a brick on our end too. I mean, you know. So, Zach says, something I've known all year, this team's worst enemy is themselves. They can beat or lose to anyone by 15, 20 points at any given day. I mean, we've pounded that, too. We are a much better team when we attack the basket and make smart decisions with the ball. It ain't rocket science. Go Orange. Yeah.
Well, easier said than done.
I know it's easier said than done, but, you know, they did make smart decisions last night, and they took a lot of open shots. I don't think a lot of bad. There wasn't a bad shot selection from last night, I don't think. You know.
No. Not a lot.
No, I can't think of an example of it. So, but yeah, it's way easier said than done. And we've always talked about how we just don't know what Q's team is going to show up. What Q's team is going to show up Sunday against Duke. I mean, well, we don't know.
Right.
We have no idea.
No.
So, Joe on Facebook, Buddy continues to impress. Going to be something when him and JG3 are on the floor at the same time. Don't think we ever had two shooters like that on the court at the same time. Well, I mean, you think about, I don't know how.
We'll see.
We'll see. Right. Why are you being so pessimistic right now?
I'm not being pessimistic. I'm just saying. I mean, I get it. We got some good guards coming in, but
we'll
see.
Yeah, well, of course we'll see. But here's the thing. You're going to have Buddy's only going to get better. I don't know what JG3 is going to be like when he first comes into college arena. Who knows?
Right.
Not everybody responds to that immediately. Look at Buddy. I mean, it took him a long time to get the feel of the game. It's totally different. And
But sometimes it takes way longer. Sometimes it takes a couple of years. So
right, exactly.
I think he's progressing actually pretty good, better than Jalen Carey. And that's another person that you're going to have to worry about. And we got Gedeon coming in. That's another guard. I mean, that's four guards right there. So
yeah,
I wouldn't just short like just, you know, I'm looking forward to more than just, you know, Buddy Boeheim and Joe Girard as far as the guards are concerned coming up. So
yeah, I mean, that's true. I've got to be honest, though. I want to see Joe Girard big time. Okay, I'm not going to lie. I'm not going to sit here and sugarcoat that. Phyllis says, Dolezal is so much fun to watch. A great win for them. Anthony piggybacks on that. He said, how good is Dolezal? Kid does all the little things well and brings hustle to the team. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, he was freaking fantastic last night. I wouldn't be surprised if his arms are all bandaged up from floor burn. I mean, he was diving all over the place.
Every team, Every team needs a guy like that.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And he does all the dirty stuff. He's just good. He's just good. So,
yeah.
All right. Well, that's it. I guess he's just good. That's great analysis, right? Like, really.
Yeah.
Really good stuff.
Yeah. Yo, did you give a shout out to Joe from Twitter, too? It's a great picture.
Joe from Twitter, great picture. What'd I miss?
Yeah. He took a picture of a...
Did I miss
glass
it?
Of, oh, glass of yes. liquor with the...
Yes, yeah. yes.
Duke Tears.
Yes, at Joe Catskill. Yes, thank you. I retweeted that. He's got his Scotch on the Rocks, I believe it was, with his... Oh, something I noticed in the picture, and he's got his Blue Devil's Tears sticker there, and he's got his koozie, and I saw a laptop sitting on the table as well in front of everything, and it had a Cuse Militia sticker on it. That's a great spot for a Cuse Militia sticker right on your laptop, so when you flip it up at work,
yeah.
everybody can see it. It's a great spot.
Yeah.
You want one? All you got to do is leave yeah, a review on iTunes, and a five-star review or five-star rating and a written review. If I read it on the air, you can get yours. In fact, I just sent one out a couple days ago to
me,
our last guy there. No, you get nothing. You get nothing. You get
what?
A set of steak knives. All right.
Oh, well, I need some of those too.
All right. That's it for fan feedback. Y'all know where to come for the fan feedback at Cuse Militia on Facebook and Twitter. All right, Joe. The status of Zion Williamson is not yet official for Saturday's game against the Orange on Friday, February 23rd at 6 o'clock. Regardless, though, Duke will be meeting a record crowd in the Dome seeking revenge after being beat earlier this year in overtime, 95-91. Tyus Battle scored 32, Hughes with 20, and Chukwu with a monster 18 rebounds. We always talk about how... And these big games, you don't want the opposing team coming in off a devastating loss, right? We talk about
right.
that. Well,
no, yeah.
Well, guess what? Duke just lost a tough one last night to UNC, and
yeah.
That was 88-72. They got handled in that game from start to finish after Zion Williamson's foot went through his shoe in a ridiculous fashion.
Ridiculous.
In fact, come to think of it, after Syracuse's loss to Georgia Tech, they went and beat Duke of Cameron Indoor. And they actually became the first ever unranked team to beat them on their home turf when they were ranked first. Duke's record in that situation is 90-1. They will be ranked first coming into the Dome on Saturday. And Duke currently sits at number 3 in the net. So, Joe,
sir.
What's going on? Do you foresee Zion Williamson in his sprained knee in a miraculous recovery showing up Saturday suited up ready to play?
I'm going to go ahead and guess no.
Okay, great.
Going by what kind of injury it is, depending on...
At least 2 weeks, I'm thinking.
Well, it depends on if...
Well,
if there's a chance to make it worse,
sure.
you know, or re-injure it or sure. anything like that. And usually these kind of sprains, it's one of those things where you really don't want to mess around with. So I just look at it as, you know, you just don't come back from 3 days or whatever it is off of any type of kind of injury like that. And I don't know why they would want to chance it or chance the rest of their season or –
Yeah.
You know, there's been a whole buzz all day talking about should he just shut it down because he knows that he's going to be a top 3 pick. So, you know, there's a whole bunch of that going around in the media. And I really think that there's probably, you know, not a very good chance that he plays. You know, and I'm not saying there isn't a chance. They're saying he is day to day. But I just think, you know, in my heart of hearts, if I had to guess, if I was a gambling man, I'd probably bet that he isn't going
to
play.
If I had to put money on it, he's probably not going to play. I don't even know if they'll put him in for the ACC tournament. I mean, if he plays, he's going to have to be strong. He's going to have to be ready to go, 100%.
No, I can't. Yeah. Well, that's the thing is when you have certain injuries like that, then you start to over-exaggerate when one side of your body starts to try to pick up for the other side of the body, and that's when other injuries happen. And that's just another thing that you just don't want to deal with. So a guy his level and, you know, so much, you know, money in his future in the line, you want to make sure you come back from every injury, especially this young, to where you're 100%, you know, just because it's just going to come back. They're going to linger. And as you get older, it's just easier and easier to come back and get you. So I don't think he's going to mess around with that, man. Can't mess around with the future.
Yeah, and he's probably going to go regardless if he plays another minute in college basketball because everybody knows what he can do. So
right. Well, that's what everybody's saying. And again, that's the Sports Talk Radio takes going on today and you know, the arguments going back and forth about whether he should, whether he shouldn't. It's been all over the place.
Everybody's got a hot take. And
hot take.
And not everybody, you know, a lot of hot takes are so many sports radio guys and people on ESPN. And it goes from college basketball to the NBA, from college football to the NFL. They're wrong so often. It is amazing how they keep their jobs. It's like weathermen. So, you know what I'm saying?
I mean, I can guess on if he's going to play or, you know, I can have my own opinion, but I'm never going to talk like he, like I know what the best choice is for him. Only he knows that, and his family, and that's, again, you got to look at the future and how much money's on the line. And I'll never fault a kid for making any decision if they think that it's the right one for them. So
yeah, absolutely.
But I'll tell you what, it was so freaky, man. I've never seen a foot. I never want to see anybody get injured, but I've never seen a foot pop through a shoe like that. I've never seen a shoe bust like that.
I know.
That's crazy.
Can you imagine?
I've never seen it.
How hard he was trying to push off of that foot?
I mean, I've had like my toes blow out the side after, you know, a pair of basketball sneakers I've had for like, you know, a couple years or something, playing them outside, wearing them down, you know?
Yeah.
But these guys are wearing fresh.
Oh,
pairs,
yeah.
You know, I mean, there's a good chance that could have been like right out of the box, maybe a couple practices.
Yeah, I mean, Nike's actually like looking into how they failed so easily.
Yeah. They were like the Paul Georges, and they were like custom made with Duke colors.
Yeah.
For them, for that game. So, I mean, he had a fresh pair, and he just put his foot right through it. And I've never seen anything like that ever, and it sucks that he got hurt.
Oh, it's too bad.
Definitely changes the whole, you know, dynamic of the game for them, obviously last night and obviously for our game Saturday.
Well, they'll be able to adjust a little better for Saturday, I believe. They got some time to think about it. So,
right.
You know, first game this year without Zion Williamson, what was it, 30 seconds he was in there. So,
yeah.
All right,
yeah.
Well, enough about that. So how do you see it coming into the Dome? How do you see it? You know, we had College Game Day cancel and all this, this controversy surrounding the Syracuse basketball program now. And what do you make of it, in your opinion, I guess, you know, the best you can, as far as the psyche of the team? Do you think Coach is going to be on the sidelines even? You know, I think there's a chance Coach won't be on the sidelines Saturday. I think there's a definite possibility
there might be.
Of that.
And again, I think that's what comes... this is what's crazy about this team, and we talk about the unpredictability of them, and just we don't know what team we're going to get. And I think that this is going to be the ultimate kind of. I mean, if they can rise above this kind of stuff, I mean, again, Duke, and that's the other thing with the whole, you know, not having Zion Williamson, but there's just a lot of stuff going on. You know, it wasn't enough that we're breaking the on-campus record again. You know, it wasn't enough that College Game Day was coming and, and we already beat Duke and everything like that. But then we all watch, you know, we just come off a high as a fan base, watched Syracuse dominate Louisville. And then we watched 30 seconds into the game, Zion Williamson go bust his foot through his shoe and go walking off. And now every Syracuse fan is thinking, oh, is he going to play Saturday? He's going to play Saturday. Mm-hmm. And then we wake up to this Jim Boeheim tragic news, and it's so much, you know.
It's a lot.
And
it's a lot.
That's going to be all over SportsCenter and all over that, and College Game Day, even though they're not going to be at the Carry Dome anymore, they're still going to be talking about it. So that's just, I don't know. It's just going to be tough because you don't know how it's going to affect the kids, you know, the team.
Well,
it's his dad, you know, and then again, then you have the factor if he's even going to coach. So, you know, we know what happened with our team the last time that Boeheim didn't coach, and it just coming ugly. Off real quick like that, you just don't know what would happen. And again, I don't know.
So it's there's just, a lot of variables involved with Saturday's game.
To do with the actual game, except for Zion. You know what I mean? Like, there's so many outside factors and stuff. Because we don't know what's going to happen. I mean, even the way that we saw the last game, I mean, we won because we just brought our 2-3 zone all in the paint to take Zion Williamson away. And we just let them shoot threes.
Yeah.
If they would have had a couple of the guards, they probably would have hit more. Who knows what would have happened. But now it's almost like role reversal. We're playing them again. Now we're at home. And I don't think that we're going to have to worry about that down low presence that Zion Williamson brought the first game. So now, I mean, I think we're going to be able to actually spread out and guard some of those guards a little bit better. And
we're going to be able to play our game a little bit more.
Yeah. Yeah. But again, too, then we're going to have a Duke team that we really don't have any tape on and haven't really seen other than North Carolina in the game where he got hurt. So, again, getting a game plan for them, there's going to be just a lot of in-game changing, I think, for both teams. I think it's a bunch of runs, and I think it's going to be a crazy day, you know, obviously emotionally for the team, the coach, and, you know, people involved with everything. But there's just a lot of stuff going on, you know. It's just crazy.
I know.
It really is.
And I guess, you know, coach did meet his team today at their regularly scheduled practice at 4 o'clock. And he did not stay for practice, but he did meet with them. I guess he probably did it beforehand. So,
right.
You know, not that I expect. I'm just putting it out there. It was on Syracuse.com. So, yeah. You know.
Well, I'm sure we're probably here by tomorrow, end of tomorrow.
Yeah, I would think we would hear by tomorrow. You're right. Or if you're listening to the podcast on Friday, we'll hear by Friday. We try our best to use weekday, like specific weekdays instead of saying tomorrow and yesterday.
Because yeah, well, maybe you do.
That's true. You definitely don't. That's true. So, I mean, you know, we don't know. We don't know what's going to happen. I don't think Zion plays. I don't know. I think there's a good chance coach won't be there. Let me put it that way. I have no idea. But I think it's a good chance. And then what?
I think that it's, although tragic, I think that it's going to come to be, you know, obviously that, you know, it was an accident and I don't think he's going to get in trouble. And, you know, I think Coach K, he's a good friend, and, you know, I think he's getting a lot of support. So, again, I think it's just a personal thing about how he's basically – how he takes it, you know. It's really how it goes. But, you know, maybe there's a situation where there's no place you'd rather be than in the Dome with the fans and Coach K and his players, you know.
Yeah, well, we'll see. So – look for Syracuse to play a little bit more of their game and what they're used to. And hopefully Duke is not going to, hopefully Duke won't get hot. And I think we got a chance. And this team without Zion Williamson can adjust. Yeah. Some athletes on that team, and don't count them out just because Zion Williamson's likely not to play.
But it's hard to kind of guess, you know.
It's very hard to guess because
we like to sit here and kind of talk about what the other team likes to do, but we really don't know what they like to do without Zion Williamson. Yeah. I know whatever they did on yesterday, they didn't like.
Well, they did not play good yesterday. I think it was in their head about.
Oh, I understand. Yeah.
Yeah. So.
And they are going to want, they're going to want revenge against us, even though Zion's not going to be there. But again, I think there's just too much of the unknown without him. Yeah. We don't know how good this Duke team is without Zion Williamson. We really don't.
No, we don't. I imagine they're pretty good, though. So
obviously, they're still a good team, but I guess we'll
they have see to change their game. Put it this way. I guess this is the best way to put it while we flounder around with this. The best way to put it is we can play our game more than they can play their game. So if we can fluster them with our defense, and we can play like we played against Louisville, if we can play them like that, then we have the edge, in my opinion. So I'll just leave it at that.
It'll be interesting to see what the my bookie spread is.
Yeah, and you'll put that up like you always do because you're a boss at it. You're so good at it, dude.
Yeah, thanks, dude. Thanks, bro. Such a boss. You've done like 75% of them.
So. No, I have not. Oh, all the ones you lost, you want to put them on me now?
Oh,
get out of here.
I've lost 75%.
I don't think I've done one of them yet. I don't think I've done one. That's your wheelhouse, bro. That is your wheelhouse. So I don't tread on that. Don't tread on Joe's wheelhouse.
Don't tread on me.
All right, Joe's got jokes. All right, so that's it. Thank you to Tix Blitz. Thank you to MyBookie. Thank you to Armchair All-Americans. Thank you to The Barbershop, JP Mulligan's. Go there for the Cuse games, dollar off Labatt's, happy hour every Monday through Friday, 4 to 6. Go there, grab some wings, grab a burger. Think they still have some of our swag there. Get some of that while you're there. Thanks to all of you for listening. Thanks for participating in fan feedback. We love you guys for that. It's awesome. It helps us out in the show big time. It's what it's about. The Cuse Militia is the fans' voice.
Yes, sir.
That's it. So that is all. We will be back here Sunday, same bat time, same bat channel. For Joe, I'm Sean. We're out.
Thanks for listening to the Cuse Militia Podcast, the fans' voice with Sean and Joe.